Different type of ethanol. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I asked U.S. Geological Service scientist Terry Soule if non-traditional vegetation such as switchgrass could be used to produce ethanol.
What they have is not just traditional biofuel like corn for ethanol or soy for biodiesel, but to get to a billion tons, you have to do non-traditional biofuel. And so what we modeled was a scenario that also had a lot of switchgrass, perennial grass, being grown and used as a cellulosic ethanol base in the Northern Great Plains. Part of the Energy Independence and Security Act, it calls for the U.S. to produce 36 billion gallons of biofuel by 2023. As part of that Energy Independence and Security Act, it specifically says that much of that production has to come from new forms of biofuel. And you can take switchgrass and make it into ethanol. Switchgrass, and they've also looked at miscanthus, which is a tall grass. They've also looked at other prairie grasses. The problem is that they don't break down into ethanol nearly as easily as something like corn. But what biofuel companies and others have been researching are methods to take that kind of cellulosic product, break it down, and produce ethanol out of it. So they're at a stage now with that research where technically you can do it. There are test facilities now where they're testing the broad-scale conversion of these woody or grass-type products into an ethanol-type product.
So take switchgrass, which nobody likes, and make it into fuel. Good idea.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.